I accidentally stole something from a store the other day. I had to go back in and be like, I'm sorry. I took this. Mm. It wasn't my fault. It's my daughter's fault.
Here's the thing. Likely story. That's exactly what a thief would say. What happened?
So we were at Aerie. If you're not familiar with Aerie, it's like a teenager store. But actually, I shop there too. I like it myself. Mm. But my little one, they have this, I always call it Sucker's Row. And it's like, when you go to check out, like, let's say when you go to out a Home Goods or TJ Maxx and Marshalls, there's that row of extra stuff that while you're waiting in line, you pick up tchotchkes that you don't need and spend extra money.
Yeah, a bunch of nonsense, basically.
Yeah.
I mean, but it looks cool the way it's packaged and whatnot. Yeah. You're like, oh, and it's cheap enough.
And you're standing there, so you just figure whatever.
Right.
Anyway, so in Sucker's Row, Dakota, my four-year-old, while we're waiting in line, picks up this headband, and I tell her, no. Absolutely not. She doesn't need another headband. She doesn't even wear headbands. I don't even understand. But she's got to have this headband, and she's, you know, I love it. Right. I love it, Mommy. I love it.
Right. Why won't you love me back as much as I love this headband?
How do you love a headband that you just picked up?
Yeah.
It's 60% off, and it's not terrible. So I was like, you know what? All right. So we get to the front. She has it in her hand, and I pay for the other things that I have for my older daughter, my teenager. And we walk out, and I realize that the person never scanned it. So we're like halfway through the mall before I realize, oh, and I take out my receipt, and sure enough, we didn't pay for the headband. So now we had to trek back in, and I said to the woman, I was like, I'm so sorry we stole this. I'm like, we're back to pay for it.
Maybe check that wording, but okay.
You know, and she like laughed, and she's like, I can't believe you came back. And I was like, of course I came back, you know? I don't know. Have you ever accidentally stolen something before?
Well, I mean, I can't say that I ever accidentally walked out with something. I mean, you know, sometimes from time to time, obviously, you've got a cart that's full of items and you're throwing it in there. You go to the big box stores, how they always check you out. They look at the receipt and they look at your cart, but they never actually count. And I've had a time where I went to the big box store and, you know, it says right there, did you check underneath your cart for items? And I didn't. Mm-hmm. And I left with like a $4 case of water.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, I'm sure the business, their doors are still open. That's the good news.
Good.
So I didn't put them out of business and I didn't go back though.
Mm.
When I realized that, wait a minute, I did not pay for this case of water. I laughed and chuckled to myself and threw it in my car.
Terrible.
I did, but you know, hey. So did they actually even have you pay for it when you came back?
Of course they did. And it was $10.62.
What?
Yes.
Oh, I was thinking headband. I was thinking like $2. Cashier usually be like, get out of here.
Spring cleaning time. I got to be honest. I don't love to clean.
But
there is something satisfying when you dive in and then when you're done and everything just sparkles, right?
Yeah, when it's done, no question about it. My wife despises cleaning the house.
Mm.
But she's crazy anal about it. It's just, I don't know, man. Meet somewhere in the middle, I would say, but not her way.
She'd love this, actually. Mm. She's the self-proclaimed queen of cleaning. 5 million followers on TikTok with all her cleaning hacks. Her name is Vanessa Amaro. She's got this list of 5 things that you should know before you dive into your spring cleaning.
Okay.
1, you should always clean the ceiling fan first. Here's why.
Well, you want to start cleaning from the top and work your way down because you don't want to have to re-clean something that you already cleaned, right? So always start at the top and then work your way down. So ceiling fans first, sheets and everything, then.
Right, because you think about it, you clean the ceiling fan and all the dust comes down.
Right. Which is why I always dust before I vacuum.
Well, smart.
See?
Yeah, look.
Kind of a smart guy.
Right. Never use gloss or polish on wood floors.
So wood polish is actually going to ruin your wood floors with time. It creates like a film that will peel. So if you're at the store and you have a wood polish and a wood cleaner, go for the wood cleaner and leave the wood polish behind.
I mean, the thing is you're also going to slip and slide and all over the place and drop on your face. If you've got gloss, man, you'd be in trouble.
My grandmother, she would use Pledge to clean the floors.
People love that lemon scent and that dark sheen.
I remember growing up, all my cousin and I would gather at her little condo, right? We would put on our socks, and it was literally ice skating throughout her house with those wood floors. It was so much fun, you know?
Yeah.
I wonder
dangerous,
what happened. Dangerous.
Right.
A few broken teeth, busted lips, you know, it's all right. 3, you're supposed to turn off the lights whenever you're cleaning mirrors. I had never heard this. Here's why.
Well, the light bulb actually releases heat, and so it evaporates your cleaner before you get a chance to clean. So that's why you get streaks and marks.
I had no idea.
That's interesting. You know, we don't use window cleaner on any of our windows or mirrors anymore. We use like those Swedish miracle towels or whatever they call them.
Really?
Yeah, where like you wet one, and then the other one is like this super absorbent thing that dries it. And it actually works fantastic. My wife uses those things on everything now.
No, I'm Italian. We use Windex on everything.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Acne. Yeah. Everything.
No, those are the Greeks.
That's
those
the Greeks.
Yes. Number four, you're never supposed to take your cleaning sprays and spray your actual furniture.
Okay, spray your towel, never directly. Why not? Because you're going to be spraying your wall, your floor, or even your food if it's close by. So always a towel, never the surface.
That's why I never bring a grinder when I'm cleaning anything.
Like
I don't bring it with me.
No?
Yeah, no, I leave it to the side. Right. No hoagie necessary.
And then number five, when you're cleaning your tub, how about this? I've never heard of this either.
Well, always use cold water because hot water has more kinetic energy in it, which means it produces or creates more suds and bubbles. So if you want to save yourself some time, always use cold water.
Isn't that fascinating?
That I had never heard.
Right.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah, happy spring cleaning.
Oh, yeah, get to it.
That's all I need to know about you.
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 Group therapy time. What's driving you nuts? 1-800-330-9999. You just have to fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. Maggie, that's all I need to know about you.
If you sit on your couch or your bed with shoes on, that's all I need to know about you.
That is gross. So, friends, most friends that walk in my house immediately assume that they have to take their shoes off because I'm never walking around with shoes in my house. And I don't require that. I don't make people do that. But I look at your feet when you're standing on my carpet, like the area rug in front of the sofa.
Yeah.
And then if you put your feet up, I want you to be comfortable on my sofa. I do. The dog's going to come over, sit on your lap and all that stuff. But if you put your feet up and you've still got your shoes on, it's burning me up inside, even though I'm saying nothing.
Yeah. I have this issue with my toddler because she's four and doesn't listen to reason. But her new thing is that her feet are always cold.
Oh.
I bought her slippers at Walmart. Beautiful slippers. Mm. They have Minnie Mouse on them. It's everything that she wants in life. But for some reason, her feet are only not cold when she's wearing her sneakers.
Good.
And she climbs on the couch. And I lose my mind about it.
Nice.
And she doesn't understand why it's a rule. And then when I can say, because your shoes are dirty and the couch is white. And then she just looks at me like I've grown a second head. And it's a losing battle.
I mean, a white couch with a toddler?
Well,
that was a good plan.
The couch came first. Trust me. Trust me on that one.
Leah, that's all I need to know about you.
Yeah, if you use somebody else's deodorant at the gym, that is all I need to know about you.
I mean, like a stranger's? Whose deodorant is just lying around?
I would use no one's.
I mean...
Oh, really?
People get desperate. I've seen it. I've seen it in the locker room. People get desperate, and they will just grab a deodorant. It's disgusting.
That is horrific to me.
I share deodorant with my daughter.
Oh, my.
Why not?
I mean, at least it's your daughter.
Yeah.
No. It's all wrong. Mm. It's all wrong.
I mean, a stranger, no. But if it's like a good friend of mine family member.
I mean, you have different bacteria. It's got nothing to do with whether or not you like them and can conversate with them.
In my armpit?
Yes.
I don't know. I feel like it's fine. My teenager is fine. We share deodorant every single day. We just have like three inside the cabinet, and we just grab whatever one in the morning or at night, and that's it.
I can't do this with
and
you
I'm
anymore.
I'm pretty sure, like with my best friend Danielle, like I'm sure, like we've been in the car. She'd be like, "Oh my god, I stink. Do you have deodorant?" And I would take it out and hand it to her.
No,
nothing twice.
Emergency deodorant is different than this is what we're doing by practice every day.
When
you combine this deodorant practice. Mm-hmm. With your shared towel practice.
Yeah.
And your possible on a quick getaway shared toothbrush practice.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like I can't grasp any of these things.
So Raven gets upset because I share towels with my husband and my kids. Like, we don't each have our own towels. We share towels.
It's crazy.
And if I go away for only one night, and I'll only bring one toothbrush for me and my husband. I don't know why you find it so gross. It's our family. It's my family.
It sounds like a prison camp to me.
Okay.
That's what it sounds like. We can all have our own towel.
What still exists that you had no idea still existed? This comes up because I had found a mini VHS camcorder tape hidden behind a wall in my basement. My house was built in 1938. There's been a lot of owners, and we don't know who left it or what's on it.
Couple things to know. First off, there were no camcorders in 1938.
Right.
So it's probably from the 80s.
Unless it was a ghost.
Right. It's a VHS-C tape. Yeah, so it's not like a mini one. But it's like the quarter of a size of an old VHS tape. It basically is a time machine.
Right. So we've been trying to figure out, all right, how are we going to watch this thing? Because obviously we need to know what's on it. And maybe there's nothing. Maybe this is just a big dead end.
Could be.
But after we tried a few things and it didn't work, we got this call.
Steve, is this right? You own two of the last Radio Shacks in all of Illinois?
No. I own one Radio Shack. There's about 2 to 3 left in the state of Illinois yet. Mm-hmm.
And we were like, wait a minute.
Right.
Radio Shack still exists?
It was crazy.
Yeah.
I thought he came out of a wormhole or something.
Yeah, so we want to thank Steve so much. We overnighted the tape to him. He should be getting it today, actually.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully on Monday we'll be able to have an update on what's on it. We'll see. But, you know, we were talking about it. We're like, what? There's things that still exist that we had no idea.
Sure.
Do you know there's still door-to-door vacuum salesmen? There's a company that prides themselves on it. They're called Kirby. They still do that. It's the only way they sell vacuums.
Here's the thing. If Kirby ever shows up at your door, keep it locked, because those vacuum cleaners are like $3,000 or $4,000.
Why are they so expensive?
It's crazy how expensive they are. Is it a good vacuum? Absolutely. Do I need you to come in and pour dust all over my carpet or whatever to show me? No, sir, I do not.
Oh, what else still exists that surprises you? We asked on our Facebook page. Ray wrote, hot topic.
Mm.
I told you it wasn't a phase, Mom.
I was going to say Spencer's Gifts or whatever. You know,
yes,
those stores with all the weird stuff inside it? You're like, who is buying? And it's always so exorbitantly priced. Like, you're like, who is buying this?
The mall I have near me actually still has a Hot Topic. And every time we walk by, my 14-year-old daughter asks me, she's like, what is that store? And I'm like, don't worry, babe.
Right.
We're not going in there. You know what I mean?
That's funny.
1-800-330-9999. Rita, what still exists that you're surprised about?
I actually have someone in my building who has a Walkman. And these headphones, you know, it's like you're not wearing Beats. You're wearing something from like almost 30 years ago. It's very strange.
There's a gentleman that walks down my street that he has a Walkman with the headphones.
Wired headphones?
Yeah, wired.
Yeah.
And he like holds it in his hand, and I'm like, is he listening to tapes?
Yeah.
Like, it's, remember like the Discman? Like, what is that, what, Discman?
I do remember the Discman. Sony Walkman was the jam.
Mm.
The tape cassette one, that was the jam.
Like, where do you buy tapes if you even have one of these?
Right. Hey, they're old tapes, right? They're old tapes.
Oh. Wow. I'm on Amazon right now. No, they're legit. You can get a Walkman right now for $17.40 Prime. It'll be here tomorrow.
Cassette player or a CD player?
Cassette player.
That is crazy.
There's 5 of them, and they have an anti-skip portable CD player by Hot. $59. Who is paying for that?
It's crazy.
When we found this hidden VHS mini recording tape behind a wall in my basement, we were like, somebody has to figure out how for us to watch this. We need to know why this has been hidden in my house for so many years.
We have several theories. It could be somebody that made a tape for insurance purposes to make sure that they had a log of everything that was in the house.
It could be a murder tape.
It could be a murder tape.
Yeah.
It could be an erotic tape.
No, we don't want that. We don't even want to see that.
Made it home.
Yeah. So, Steve, he's a nice listener, and he called from Illinois, and he owns one of the last Radio Shacks in Illinois. And we were like, oh my gosh, Steve, yes, if there's anybody we trust with this camcorder tape, it's Radio Shack.
It's like he came out of the time of the dinosaurs from a wormhole, and he was like, Radio Shack is still here, and they're doing great business over there.
Absolutely. So we decided that we were going to overnight the tape to him, which is what we did. He should get it today, and we'll find out what's on it. But in the meanwhile, what still exists today that you had no idea? Because we had no idea that Radio Shack still existed. 1-800-330-9999.
Lou, what are you surprised still exists?
You know what? After the pandemic, bowling alleys. I don't know how we still have things where you go in and just shove your hands in where someone else's hands were and stick your feet in something where someone else's feet were 5 minutes ago.
I'm going to tell you right now, and this is a true statement. I said this to my wife the other day. So I work like 70 hours a week. And when that stops, when I don't wake up the time I wake up, we're joining a bowling league. Whether you like it or not, we're doing it.
I love bowling. I just, the whole...
You just don't want anybody else to be in it.
Germs thing is like, after the pandemic, I'm like, how do you do that anymore?
Well, the hand thing doesn't bother me because they clean it. The thing is the shoes. Like, to think
shoes
about somebody's
funky.
Sweaty feet were in these shoes, and now I'm going to put them on. And I don't care if I see you spray them with that, whatever that Lysol thing is that they use.
Right, that's not real.
I don't know what's up with these people's feet. Like, whose feet were in there? Do they have the appropriate socks on? Nobody pleases that.
Jamie, what were you surprised to find out still exists?
Those JCPenney photo shoots. Like, it's still so strange to me that people are still seriously doing these when we have these camera phones that are right in our pockets
And everybody pretty much is a photographer if you look at Instagram. So I don't understand these, like, we're going to go to JCPenney of all places to have a family photo shoot.
I mean, that's an
in
amazing
high-rise
one, actually.
I did it a few years ago.
Yeah.
You remember? So I, 1 year, I like to do strange and unique Christmas cards. So 1 year, instead, we had moved. So I guess it's been 5 years now. And I wanted to send out Thanksgiving cards so I could put our new address on them and kind of like beat all the cards coming in.
Sure.
So I had me and my husband dressed as pilgrims and we had my daughter dressed as a turkey.
Yeah.
And I wanted it to be as cheesy as possible. So we did it at a JCPenney photo place.
Perfect.
But when you walk into the mall dressed as pilgrims.
Right.
And your 10-year-old is wearing a turkey costume and is mad about it. Like there's no world where she's happy that she has to be the turkey, you know? You get a lot of strange looks. In retrospect, we should have had my sister take the picture in our backyard with an iPhone. But at the time, it was so much funnier to do it with a professional backdrop.
In my house, there is a photo with my wife and her grandparents. And for some reason, they are superimposed inside a wine glass. This is when my wife was like 9 years old. I mean, it's got to be from one of those places.
Yes.
But what was the significance of putting somebody inside a wine glass or a candle holder? Is that a snifter? I don't know what it is.
Yeah,
it makes no sense.
I remember those.
So weird.
The return of Fired Friday, 1-800-330-9999. Call, let us know what went terribly wrong at work, and then we guess whether or not you got fired. Jillian.
Well, I was working at a fine jewelry store, and it's Christmas time. They've got this really awful Mariah Carey-style Christmas music playing on repeat all day long. So in my head, the store's dead, and I'm bopping along to Baby Got Back in my head. Also involves the moonwalk. As I go to turn around and do the little spin that Michael Jackson does.
Sure. Hee-hee.
Brand new general manager who's already looking to see which employees he's going to keep and which he's not. I accidentally grab his crotch and behind him, a bunch of other board members who are touring the store with him.
Wait, hold on. Why did you grab his crotch? I'm just confused.
No, I was turning around like that Michael Jackson move. That crotch grabbing move?
Yeah, but instead of grabbing your own crotch, you grabbed his?
No. I wasn't going to grab anybody's crotch. I wasn't going to grab mine either. It was just like my hands were swinging around. And it was like that thing in my hands like went around like I'm cool, you know, and
yeah.
But I'm not. As I spun around, my hand landed on the inside of his thigh / edge of his crotch.
I mean, this sounds like an episode of Modern Family.
Right. It's like Friends.
Yeah. I think you got fired.
I don't think so.
No?
I think that he's got to look. So if he's the CEO, the new GM or whatever, and he's got other board members behind him, I think he's got to look like he's a nice guy, a regular guy, a practical guy, and he can understand that you're human. Is he going to tell your immediate supervisor to keep a close eye on you? I'm sure he's going to. But I think he's going to try and be graceful here. I say you didn't get fired.
You are correct. I did not.
See?
But he never looked me in the eye again.
Right. I thought you were going to say you got promoted, and I was like, that's weird.
Stacey, go ahead and tell us what happened at your job. We're going to guess whether or not you got fired.
Okay, so I'm a second grade teacher, and we were doing this art project, and I had all these paints in a box that I was bringing out. And I dropped the box, and the caps came off the paint, and the paint went everywhere all over the floor. And I said, let's just say I said poop. I didn't. I said something way worse than that. And one of my students shouted out, and then all the students started chanting. And I was so like distraught, but I was laughing. And then I turn and look, and my principal is walking past my door at that time.
You said the bad word for it.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And how old are the kids?
They're seven and eight.
And are you tenured?
Yes. Thank goodness. I guess.
All right.
Well,
I mean,
there's the answer.
Yes. Yeah.
Right.
You didn't get fired, but I'm sure that there was some kind of discussion about it, correct?
Yes, there was.
I mean, what's going on in that art class? If I'm walking by, that's what I'm thinking. I'm the director here. We got a big problem.
It slipped. It never happened, but it was paint was everywhere and just.
Well, we're watching you now. Okay.
I got an email home from one of the teachers at Dakota. Dakota's my little one. She's in preschool. And they said they had to notify us all that a student in the class had used a bad word. They used the F word.
Mm-hmm.
And just to notify, because everybody started repeating it and laughing and
of
asking
course.
What it was. And the first thing I wrote back was, please don't tell me this was Dakota. Because, you know, they can't tell you who did it, you know, in mass email. And they wrote back, no. And I was like, oh, thank goodness. Like,
I feel like that was every parent's response.
Yeah.
And that should tell you right there, as the administrator, oh, we're off the hook.
Yeah.
These people are all talking the same way in their homes, too.
Fired Friday. You tell us what happened at work when they went terribly wrong. And then we just have to guess. Did you get fired? 1-800-330-9999. Madeline.
So I asked to work from home one day because I was really like going on a vacation a little early. I took like the week before off, and people found out from what I posted on Facebook that I really was not working.
I think so many people do this and they fall into their trap, even though you should know better at this point,
right?
Not to post on social media if you're lying to your job. Raven, do you think she got fired for saying she was working from home when she was really on a beach?
You know, a lot depends on the time of day for me. I'm going to say yes. I'm going to say you got fired.
What kind of industry was it?
I work in sales.
Hmm.
Oh, well, then I'm going to say no, because everybody knows that you need another salesperson to show up.
Right.
This stuff ain't selling itself.
I think you get called out on it, but I don't think you get fired.
Yeah, reprimanded.
Yeah, what
happened? No question about it.
I actually did get fired.
Oh,
oh my gosh.
Somebody else was there
Ready
to sell those vacuums that day.
Yeah, it was bad, but I mean, it was a little while ago, so I do have a new job, but yeah, I learned my lesson.
Right. Don't post on Facebook. Right.
Congratulations on your ability to still afford rent and eat. Good for you.
Right.
Mia, Fired Friday. Tell us the story of what happened at your job.
All right. I have a client that is an investor at my job and is just the most annoying person. I mean, they need so much, and they ask the stupidest questions, and it takes so much time, and I have so many other things I need to do. So I got an email, you know, asking a question that I've already answered, and I thought I was forwarding to my colleague and kind of, like, commiserating and being like, oh, my God, here he is again. But I actually responded to the client with my thoughts.
How long have you been in this company?
It's been a long time, like 11 years.
I'm going to guess you didn't get fired.
Oh, gosh.
Might have got sent home for a few days, a week. Certainly not working with that client anymore. Got to act like you got fired when that client comes around and visits the office, maybe. I'm going to guess you didn't actually get fired. Anna?
I think it depends on the industry. One of my good friends works for a marketing company, and she would certainly have gotten fired. I'm going to say fired.
I did not get fired.
Good. So what happened? Did you get yelled at?
Yeah. I mean, I got very guilted, and I had to do a public apology, and I got removed from the account. You know, I had to just take all the responsibility, and it feels terrible. I just feel terrible, you know.
I mean, but you kept your job, so you don't feel that terrible.
I'm paying my rent.
You don't have to work with that terrible client anymore. So, you know,
well, actually, that's the upside, isn't it?
Right. So when that client comes around, you just have to, you know, hang your head in shame, like you're shamed. But really secretly,
I'm going to hide.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm going to hide. Yeah.
Courtney, Fired Friday. Tell us what happened at your job.
So I'm consistently late to work all the time, but this time I was late to work with the CEO riding in the elevator with me, just looking straight at me, and I was about 15 to 20 minutes late.
Huh. 15 to 20 minutes late with the CEO. Do you think you get fired for that? I'm going to say no.
I'm going to say no, especially if you're able to crack a joke or keep it light. I mean, the CEO doesn't want to seem like they're just a hammer dropping on you.
Do you have a track record for being late at work?
Yeah, like every day for the past year.
I'm going to still say you didn't get fired.
Not that time.
Yeah. What happened?
So far, nothing yet, but my boss did say something to me.
Well, if I was you, I'd be on time Monday and every day next week.
I would be cautious about Fridays because Fridays is notoriously the days that you get fired.
Mm. Yes.
You'll be saying wow every time you use this
towel. Is my George Foreman feminized grill.
Call now. We'll give you a second set absolutely free.
Amazon Miracle Product Review. We test out these items to see if they actually work. Today, Sweet Dream Cereal by Post Cereal Brands. This cereal is supposed to help you sleep at night. Can a cereal actually help you sleep? So Raven bought it on Amazon for $4.48.
Yeah.
We split the box, Raven and I, to see if it would actually work. Now, the box says it has a delicious, wholesome ingredients, curated vitamins and minerals, and a specially formulated nighttime herbal blend. Lots of vitamin E that they're saying plays a neuroprotective role during sleep.
I have to tell you, the whole concept to me seems strange, right? You're not supposed to eat before you go to bed anyways, but I'm always up to shove something in my mouth. So, mm-hmm. You know, there I was, game to try once again.
So on the bottom of the box, it says that the five simple steps to make this cereal work are 1, relax and eat the cereal. Mm-hmm. Okay, I can do that. 2, set a bedtime for regularity. So go to bed at the same time. 3, switch off devices an hour before sleep. 4, save 30 minutes for winding down. And 5, try meditating or breathing techniques.
Okay, well, I didn't do like half of that. But I was relaxed and semi-tired anyways when I started putting it in my mouth.
All right, so when you had the cereal, what did it sound like?
Yeah, so a cereal at night. It seems kind of weird, but I'm always down to eat something. Tastes like Raisin Bran. We'll see whether or not I get...
And then I immediately fell asleep.
No, you did not.
No, I did not.
No.
But I have to tell you, even when I first started eating it, within like 10, 15 minutes, I did start to feel drowsy.
Okay.
Now, it was later in the evening anyways, later in the day, but I started to feel a little bit pulled back.
This is what it sounded like when I had the cereal.
Okay, here's the cereal. It's supposed to help us get a better night's sleep. I'm all about having cereal for dinner.
Tastes pretty good. If you use a little more sugar.
I thought it could use sugar. Yeah. I like Cocoa
Puffs. You didn't
put
sugar on it, right?
No.
Okay.
I said it could use more sugar.
All right. I was like, I mean, if you eat something healthy, you're not supposed to sprinkle sugar on it. That's not the way it works.
I mean, as I was thinking, like, this needs more sugar, and I think about, well, yeah, it's because you eat Cocoa Puffs, Anna, like a child.
Right.
And then I was like, and also it's supposed to help you go to sleep, so they're not going to load it up with sugar.
Right.
The one thing I will say is, like, we're a nut-free house, and what I didn't realize it, and it doesn't have it written, like, blatantly, like, you have to look, it says it in the ingredients, but there's almonds in there. So, like, I had to, like... We're nut free, so I had to like wash my mouth out and go brush my teeth for my kids after.
Can't kiss your daughter after that.
No, no. Okay, so you went to sleep, Raven. And what happened when you woke up this morning?
Well, I mean, listen.
Yeah, waking up this morning, I have to say, you know, I feel like I definitely could have slept longer. It did actually take me a little time to get to sleep, although I felt groggier after eating the cereal. Right now I feel good, but I'm moving slow to get out the door, so I don't know if that's an advantage or a disadvantage.
I mean, it took me longer to get out the house.
Yeah.
It did.
Here's what it sounded like when I woke up.
Okay, I'm awake. I slept so good last night. I don't know if it was the cereal, but it was the best night's sleep I've gotten in a long time. It was good.
I'm not even kidding.
Would you eat it again?
Yeah. Like, I felt so relaxed. It was such a comfortable sleep.
Yeah.
I didn't wake up, like, frantic. I'm really mellow today. I don't know if it's, like, psychological. I don't know.
Well, I was thinking that it might be some of that, you know, placebo effect, like, psychological effect of it. But I immediately did feel more relaxed after I started eating it last night. But then again, I didn't fall asleep for a while after that. And this morning, I was slow moving. I kind of felt like when Tiger Woods was doing bad stuff with Ambien.
Okay.
And people were driving into intersections.
I don't think that Sweet Dream cereal is the same as that.
I would hope not.
No.
Right.
It's time for Mommy's Margarita Friday.
Come to Mama.
Anna and Raven.
Mommy's Margarita Friday, but it doesn't matter if you're a mom or you're a dad or if your kids are human or if they're furry and have four legs. We just want to know, what did you conquer this week to earn your margarita this weekend? 1-800-330-9999. Kayla.
I fell down the stairs at work this week and everyone, even my boss saw. It was mortifying. So I think I earned my margarita.
Yeah, I would say so. And a day off. I would have been like, you're looking at them, Sue.
Worker's comp.
You know? They're definitely willing to give you a day off when they see that tumble. They're just like, oh, let's hope they don't see it.
I hope so.
Yeah, it's so embarrassing when you fall in front of people because it's like you always try to hold yourself high and then you don't. And then it's like it's a vulnerable moment that you don't want your coworkers to see you in when things like that happen.
Especially when you cry.
Well, right.
You're going to cry.
I know it. I'm not going to cry.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, you're about to cry?
Mm.
You're about to cry right now, innocent?
Don't make me throw something at you.
Oh, you're going to cry. I'm going to cry, baby.
Okay.
Gina, what'd you do this week to earn your margarita?
Well, I've got tweens, and I don't know if anybody out there knows what it's like to have a female tween. And we've been planning this. They've been like, Mom, please take us out for a girls' night. We want to go out. We want to get dressed up. So I went through all of this trouble. I set up a whole thing. I tried to make it a big deal. And we go out, and as we're sitting there, they're just mad at me the whole time. and they're in a text conversation with each other for the entire hour and a half. And I tried to get us some, like, mocktails, and one of them got mad at me for ordering a mocktail for her. I got yelled at in front of the waiter. And eventually I just was like, I dropped them a group text and I said, hey, you know, you guys having fun at our dinner? Then they stomped off. Then I got angry. I said, forget it. How dare I try to do something nice for you? And that's how it ended. And we left.
Wait a minute. Your girls are sitting at the table with you, texting each other about you.
Yes.
Oh, girl, you are so much stronger than I am, because I would have lost my mind, grabbed their phones, smash them onto the floor.
Wow.
Yeah, all of it. Yeah.
Somebody videoing you as you're going berserk.
Right.
But I mean, warranted.
Mm-hmm.
I need my margarita.
Yeah, if that was me sitting at a table with my son and my wife, she probably would have went all 1965 on them.
Paul threw Dakota's iPad in the garbage can the other day.
That sounds like 1965 to me.
Yeah.
Right. No technology is going to get in our way. Did he hit her with a shoe after?
No, never.
But he could have.
Yeah, but she was very upset. I mean, I retrieved the iPad and hit it afterwards, but like, he got his point across. He was like, you want to watch too much your iPad? I'll show you how much iPad you're going to watch. I was like, thank God I paid extra for like the protective thing.
Right, good thing we got a case on this thing right now. I could just rinse this off. Hey, Ariel, what'd you do this week to earn your margarita?
Well, my husband decided to rip off like the front of our house, like the little dormer over the door and all the trim associated with it.
Mm.
And upon hearing that, you might think, oh, that's a good thing. But my husband never finishes a project. Oh. So I'm very scared.
Listen, this is all husbands. I mean, it's me anyways. I get us to about 85% and then I'm done, right? So if I feel like the dormer is off, but the house isn't leaking on the front, I don't care what it looks like.
My husband says that we're going to get extra money for our house that's going on the market next week because of all the hard work he put into rebuilding the fence. I wanted to say, well, it took you 2 years. So at that rate, it should be worth a lot of money for 2 years' labor. I get you. You enjoy your drink. You deserve it. Miss any of the Anna and Raven show this week? You could always go to our podcast page at annaandraven.com and catch up. Started the week with producer Sean being all frustrated because his girlfriend, Rachel, they have new neighbors across the hall, and she made extra pancakes. So she brought them over to these neighbors, and he thought it was so weird for her to just bring pancakes randomly to new neighbors.
Yeah. When you're knocking on the door and whatnot, it seems like a good idea sometimes, but there's the giving and receiving end of this, too.
Right. So Raven and I, we all agreed that it's weird. If somebody gets knocked on your door and gave you pancakes, it's strange. But we did five calls says it all to decide, and here's what happened.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's weird that it's pancakes, like maybe sugar or like, you know, a fruit basket.
Cookies or brownies or something like that.
Yeah.
Or nothing at all.
Pancakes are kind of weird.
Right. Nothing at all. Right. Anything that shows up is going to be somewhat suspect in my eyes.
All right. Despite the fact that everybody on our Facebook page and Instagram said they would not eat the pancakes, the five call says it all, and we're bad people. It was very nice of Rachel to do that, and we should all be more like her.
And again, babe.
You know, I'm no expert here, all right? I watch a lot of ID Network, though, and a lot of those different dramatic shows on there, and I'm pretty sure arsenic and sugar would, you know, hide pretty well. I'm just, you know, I don't know, right?
Also on the show this week, Dick Van Dyke got into a car crash. He's 97 years old, slipped on some wet roads. And the big question
was... The car did,
not him.
right,
exactly. And the big question is, 97 years old, obviously, should he still be driving? But we were wondering, at any age, would you be able to take that test again and pass? So we decided to give it to Raven. The first thing that alcohol affects is A, vision.
Okay.
B, judgment.
Mm-hmm.
Or C, balance.
There's no all of the above, huh? I'm going to go with judgment.
Judgment is correct, Raven.
I'm crutching.
Look at you.
I should be a bus driver.
Yeah, 100%. I don't know if you should drive a bus. Okay.
Yeah.
You may not park within how many feet of a stop sign? A, 30 feet. B, 25 feet. Or C, 15 feet. Don't screw this up, Raven.
Oh, gosh.
The world is counting on you.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, I think...
How are you going to get home today?
Would you slow down? I'm trying to think here.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Was it 30, 25, and 15?
Yes.
I'm going to go 25 feet.
You get to keep your license.
Oh, I'm so relieved.
Yes.
I mean, I crushed that test.
You got all five right. Yeah. That was really great.
Yeah, I mean, I surprised myself. I feel like you gave me the easy ones for some reason, so thank you.
You're welcome.
Appreciate that.
Also, there was a hack on how to get Band-Aids off without the ouch, I call it. You know, like when you have young kids and it's always such a big deal because it hurts to take them off. Even as an adult, it hurts.
I mean, I think it hurts more as an adult because you're hairy.
So, it's true. So, we did the test to saturate it in oil. Does it really take away the ouch? And this is what happened. I'm going to rip off the one that does not have any oil.
Okay.
Okay. You ready, Sean?
I hope so.
Go!
Oh, God.
Go!
Ow!
Oh, my God. It ripped out so much of your hair.
Yeah.
Oh, how did that feel?
Well, I'm glad you did it fast. I get to just spot where I'm missing the hair. Now.
Nice.
You have tears in your eyes. All right. Next, it said to use any oil.
Uh-huh.
So the only oil we had was salad dressing oil. All right. So now we're going to take this. We're just going to put this oil dressing.
You got to saturate it, it said.
Yeah, it's totally saturated.
Okay. All right.
That's a lot of dressing.
You are going to smell like a salad all day. All day now.
I was just thinking the same thing.
Yeah.
Man.
No. Okay. It's a smell that doesn't go away.
Are you ready?
I'm very ready.
Okay, here we go. Let's see how this works.
One, two, three.
Okay, yeah, it was nice.
It worked.
He still smells like Newman's Own's Italian today. Still does.
Miss any of the show, catch up with our podcast, annaandraven.com.
Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
It is Best Friends Week on the Couples Court. Every day, a different set of best friends with a problem, and you decide who's right. Maggie and Andrea. Maggie, what's going on?
Okay. So Andrea and I have been living together for about, I don't know, 2-3 years now. It's been a while. And she is not cool with the fact that I have a boyfriend who, yes, likes to stay there a lot. I mean, he's not annoying or anything. It's not like he's like my mom invading our space and like picking up our laundry and touching our things. Like, he's just hanging out with me in my room and causing problems now. That's too much for her. It's too much for Andrea. And I don't think that's okay. I think I should be able to have whoever I want over whenever I want because I pay half the rent. So,
okay. Andrea, this seems really, for best friends, it sounds very contentious. What's going on?
Yeah, well, I just don't think it's fair that she's paying half the rent, yes, but now we almost have a third roommate. Like, if he came over like two nights a week or something, that'd be fine. But he's over and, you know, he's in the bathroom and, you know, we only have one bathroom. So it's kind of like I've inherited this other roommate that I didn't choose. And it's not really fair to me that she's only paying half and he's there all the time.
I mean, this is a scenario most people have lived through, right? You've been through a situation like this. You move in together. I'm guessing he wasn't your boyfriend when you guys first hooked up these 2-3 years ago to get this apartment, right? So, I mean, this is a relatively new situation.
Yeah, it's new. And to be clear, like, he's very respectful. Like, he doesn't, like, invade our space. Like, he really just comes over to hang out with me. So it's like we are one unit. So I don't think that I need to pay anymore. I understand, like, if he was super invasive and, you know, kind of like getting involved in all of our things, but he's not. He just comes over to hang out with me. I don't understand what the big deal is.
Well, I mean, I don't think it's about money. I think it's about annoyance. I think you've got somebody in your space. I mean,
exactly.
I think it's pretty one-sided, Maggie. If you think to yourself that there were two of you before and now you've got this other person who's there all the time, even if he's mostly sitting in your bedroom or he's relatively clean in the bathroom or whatever, for you to assume that that's not going to be annoying to another person. I mean, that's not very considerate, right? I mean, essentially, you and him need to get your own apartment or, you know, you two need to come to some sort of agreement as to, you know, what's regular time sharing the space, right? Or the alternative would be that he would actually start to contribute to the rent. Now, given the fact that Andrea's not asking for that, and you definitely sound like you're not up for that, then it seems to me like you've only got a couple other options, right?
So, Andrea, is there a part of you that just feels like you're missing your best friend? And it's okay if you, I get it.
Oh, I definitely miss her too. Like, I wish our nights alone together, but that's not like the problem here. I mean, I just don't get to use my space as much, like the bathroom, for example. I have to wait sometimes, and that's just how it is when you have this other person there. So I don't know why they never go to his place, and he's always at ours.
Yeah.
So I don't know just why it doesn't seem more even,
And so that I don't have this extra person around like all the time.
I get it. Why don't we see what our audience has to say? Andrea, is it unreasonable for you to ask that he only stays over two nights a week? Maybe. Maybe you don't really have a say if he's, you know, staying in her room and they're fine and not causing a disruption. But maybe people will see your side, Maggie. It's your apartment and your boyfriend can stay there as often as you like. You're a grown up.
1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
It's Best Friends Week on the Couples Court. Every day a different best friend couple that comes on that are having a disagreement. And as usual, you just have to decide who's right. You know, Maggie and Andrea have been friends for a long time. They've been roommates, too, for I think they said 2 or 3 years.
Yeah.
And everything has been fine until all of a sudden Maggie has a new boyfriend and he's been spending way too many nights at the house. And Andrea just doesn't like that.
Yeah, a few things with this that I've got some experience with. Number one, it's tough to live with friends. All right. It is better to live with a stranger. You have far more respect for each other than you would in another situation. And then beyond that, I've been the person that's had the girlfriend over at the apartment way too often. And I've been the person that's had to deal with the roommate doing that, too. And the fact is when you're on the bum side of it, where you've got somebody hanging around in your spot all the time that's not your roommate, it stinks.
Yeah.
It's not fun. Some days you come home and you just want silence or nobody around. And just hiding in your room doesn't feel fair.
Well, Maggie says that she's a grown-up. She's a grown-up and, you know, she doesn't need to be told by her roommate when and when not her boyfriend can come over. But sure. What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Shaylee, you're on Andrea's side. Why?
I'm on the friend side because I was in that situation a long time ago, and he thought it was annoying that my boyfriend was over all the time. So we ended up getting out of our lease, and I moved in with my boyfriend, and things got better between our friendship. So
you agree with the fact that it's not appropriate for a couple to be in the same apartment when it used to be just two roommates?
Yeah, when it was just two roommates, that was fine. Yeah. If she wants to have him over all the time and not go to his apartment, then that's a little rude, regardless of how cordial he is.
Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Best Friends Week on the Couples Court. It's Best Friends Week on the Couples Court. Every day, a different set of best friends having a disagreement, and you decide who's right. Maggie and Andrea have been best friends for a long time, but they've been living together, too, as roommates for the last 2 or 3 years. And the problem is that Maggie now has this boyfriend who's been spending a lot of time at the apartment. Mm. And Andrea just isn't down with it. She's like, two nights a week, like, that's what you get. Maggie's like, what, are you crazy? I'm an adult. Like, you can't tell me how many times my boyfriend can come over.
I mean, she says, listen, he's a nice enough guy. I get that he's trying to get along well and all that stuff. On the other hand, we've got one bathroom. I'm waiting half the time. You know, you guys are camped out in the living room. You're watching the television or whatever. Some days you just want some silence. You just want some peace. I'm sure that there's a bit of it, too, where, you know, Andrea just wants to hang out with Maggie once in a while, too, have a girl conversation, and she can't do that all the time.
Let's look at our Facebook page at Anna and Raven, see what everyone's saying. Georgianne says, I'm on Andrea's side. She moved in with her best friend, not her and her boyfriend. If he wants to live there, he should start paying a third of the rent and utilities.
Mm-hmm.
Heather said, Andrea's side. You moved in with one person, so if she wants to live with her boyfriend, then they should not be living together. Okay.
It changes things. When you're in a relationship and you've got somebody else living in the house, it's tough on the relationship and it's tough on that person.
Troy says, Andrea needs a boyfriend. It's rude. Rude.
Okay, yeah. on the other hand, you know.
What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Who says?
Hi, this is Emily, and I am on Andrea's side. She deserves to have her space, and he's not contributing. You know, they should compromise and, like, spend more time at his place, even it up a little bit to make it fair.
Yeah, I think that when you're living with somebody, you know, again, like you said, it's supposed to be your space, right? So the more cordial you can make it, the better off you're going to be. And it's been a great situation until you brought in this X factor. So consider that.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Andrea, our audience agreed with you. Maggie, what she's asking is fair. It's saying that he could only come two nights a week and figuring out different arrangements. She didn't sign up to have two of you as a roommate. She signed up to have you as a roommate and a best friend.
I get that. And I mean, I guess, you know, really thinking about how much space we actually have versus how much space like the two of us take up together and then adding a third person on top of that. I hear you. I see you. I will try to be more respectful and maybe limit the amount of times that he comes over to the apartment.
I really appreciate it. Like, I do love him. He's really nice, but I just need a little bit more space. So I really appreciate it.
Hey, listen, your house is your sanctuary, right? So you got to have that place to separate. And if you don't have that place, everything else starts to pile up. So be good to each other. You were friends first, roommates after. So be good to each other.
All right, if you have an issue, too.
That's right, we will.
That's going to wrap it up for Best Friends Week. But if you have an issue with your significant other and you'd like to join us, you could always send an email, couplescourt@annaandraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
The Can't Be Raven cash jackpot is $500 thanks to Sherwin-Williams. Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 35% on paints and stains March 24th through April 3rd. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. All right, Leah, you ready to play today?
I'm ready to play.
All right, can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, can you please leave the room?
Sure, Leah. Good luck.
Thank you.
Raven does not want to lose today. I do want him to lose. So I need you to get all these right. You ready to do it?
I'm going
to
try. I'm going to try.
All right. Five questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. I'll bring him back in. Ask him the same questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. Ties go to Raven. Ready?
You got it.
Okay. Number one, Chris Tucker said that he will be returning for the upcoming Rush Hour 4 movie. What martial artist stars with him in the Rush Hour films?
Jackie Chan.
Number two, Brandy is reprising her role as Cinderella for Disney's Descendants, Rise of Red. What's the name of Cinderella's prince?
John.
Okay. Number three, the Chevy Camaro has been discontinued. Chevy is a division of what American manufacturer?
I'm not sure.
That's okay. Number four, the Blockbuster website came back to life, speculating a return, and all it says on the site is, we're working on rewinding your movie. What two colors are the Blockbuster logo?
Yellow and blue.
Number five, reviews of Broadway's new show, Bad Cinderella, are not good. It is made by the Broadway composer legend behind Phantom of the Opera and Cats. Who is that? That's time, friend. That's all right,
Leah. Sorry.
Leah. That's okay, girl. I tried. Let me bring Raven back in.
Ew.
All right, 2 out of 5 for Leah.
Not great. Not terrible. Let's see
not
what
good.
I do. I mean, maybe they're tricky.
Number one, Chris Tucker said that he will be returning for the upcoming Rush Hour 4 movies. What martial artist stars with him in the Rush Hour films?
Jackie Chan. I can't believe they're doing this.
Yeah. Number two, Brandy's reprising her role as Cinderella for Disney's Descendants, Rise of Red. What's the name of Cinderella's prince?
Prince Charming, right? Yeah.
Yeah, Prince Charming. Leah, yeah. I knew you were going to kick yourself when you heard that. I know.
Come on.
Number three, the Chevy Camaro has been discontinued. Chevy is a division of what American manufacturer?
GMC, General Motors.
Yes. Number four, the Blockbuster website came back to life, speculating a return, and all it says is, we're working on rewinding your movie. What is that about?
Oh, my gosh. Imagine if they could come back. That would be cool.
But they have to do something else. Like, there has to be, like, they're not doing VHS tapes.
No, and it would be a lot for them to be streaming. They'd have to have a massive partner. I wonder.
I don't know. All right, what two colors are the Blockbuster logo?
They're yellow and blue.
Correct. And number five, reviews of Broadway's new show, Bad Cinderella, are not good. It is made by the Broadway composer legend behind Phantom of the Opera and Cats. Who is that?
Oh, I know this. Floyd Weber? William? No. Gosh. I know this. You know that I know this. Who is this guy? It's William Floyd? No. Oh, I'm so mad now. What is it?
Andrew Lloyd Webber.
Andrew Lloyd Webber.
Oh,
Lloyd.
Good.
I just liked you just flubbing around there.
I thought it was going to be Floyd Webber.
Floyd.
Less popular
Floyd,
brother.
Right? Stoyd.
Did you say William Floyd?
You said William Floyd.
Yeah. Floyd Webber is his brother who's like a super at your apartment building. Yeah.
I'm sorry, Leah. He beat you 4-2 today.
I know.
Get you an Anna and Raven T-shirt.
I can't be Raven. This is Leah.
Better luck next time. Enjoy that shirt, girl. $600 Monday.